Ben.
All right, well, it's good to, good to be 10-3 here. As expected, Washington did a real good job. And, Mike had a, gave us a lot of problems, obviously, with what he did offensively. But, I was real proud of our defense, come up with a stop there on that last drive. That was big. And a couple other ones in the second half. I thought we, had our moments there all the way around. Some good, some not so good. But, in the end, Redskins are a good team. And like I said, like Mike did a real good job. It was a hard-fought game. Luckily, we made a couple more plays than they did to come out on top. So, going to be 10-3. Turn the page and move on to Denver.
What did you see on that last play?
We were in a zone defense. It looked like they tried to check it down. Ball got tipped, and Jarrod made a look like he was going to go to be incomplete. And then he kind of, I don't want to say come out of nowhere, but thought he made a good burst and closed to make the play.
Are they better in the fourth quarter at closing games than they were last week, the Patriots?
Well, we kind of had a chance to, make it a two-score game there and turn the ball over in the end zone. And then that, made it, still kept it a one-score game, and they drove it. But, it was great to, great to see us close out the game defensively and come up with the ball at the end. So, that was good.
What were those words of wisdom, Coach O'Brien, seemed to be parting to Brady falling at a deception in the end zone?
Yeah, well, I don't know. There's a lot of things going on during game. But, big thing is we were able to do enough to win. And it wasn't perfect. There's still a lot of things we can work on and do better. But we're going to, keep trying each week to improve.
You see that a lot, Bill, really, in the course of seasons. But you don't often see it with Brady.
Yeah, well, again, it's just that, I think this is a real competitive game. And we've got a lot of competitive players on this team. I'm glad we have them.
Bill, does bother you that your offensive coordinator and quarterback are screaming at each other on the sideline?
Right now, I think we're, like I said, we're happy to be 10-3. We got a lot of work to do, and we'll go back starting tomorrow and get on to Denver.
What goes into the decision between calling and not calling a timeout there at the end, about a minute and a half to a minute to go, when you were on defense?
If we had them, if we needed them, we would have called them.
Oh, I'm just... You decided not to, obviously. I'm just curious. Did it cross your mind to just think about calling a timeout, or what's the strategy?
To do what? To do what?
Just in case they score, to get the ball back with more time.
But we're trying to stop them. I mean, if I felt like we'd have been a bad call, we had called and what they'd come out in, and it looked like we had a bad matchup, what they were going to try to do or something like that, then, sure, we could have used it there. But... it's 2nd and 15, and we felt like we had, it's the same thing works in reverse. If you take the timeout, then they see what you're in, and then do they change what they're doing and all that. I think if you don't feel good about what your matchup is, or if you're on offense and you don't feel good about what your matchup based on the way the defense is deployed, if that's a situation where you could use a timeout at the end of the game if you have extra ones. But if you don't, then, you're probably better off letting the play out rather than, blow it, and then the next play may come out, and you might be in a worse matchup. So,
Bill, could you address the play of Rob Gronkowski sets an NFL record as a tremendous play down the sideline right in front?
Yeah, the players right in front of us. He did a great job there, getting the ball off the ground, breaking a couple tackles, staying in bounds. He had almost no room to work with on the sideline and was able to not only keep his balance but run through a couple of a couple of tackles there and stay in balance. And then the one down the middle of the field, it seemed like they were, dragging him for 10, 15 yards on that play, too. So he's a tough guy to, we see him every day in practice. He's a tough guy to cover, tough guy to match up on. We don't tackle him every day in practice, but, we've seen plenty of people try to do it. He's not an easy big guy to bring down.
How are they matching up against him that made him a place where Tom seemed to want to go quite a bit?
I think on a couple of the, the two long plays, the one in the first quarter and the one in the, I guess it's the fourth quarter over the middle there, right? It's fourth quarter. It looked like it was man coverage. But, he caught a couple zones, caught a ball out in the flat and broke a tackle. So, it depends on the play and the coverage. But, he's a guy Tom likes to throw to. He's a big target and he's open. He's open a lot.
Devin gave up a couple plays early, but he made a couple plays late. Did you guys talk about an adjustment?
We're in different coverages and they're running different routes. But I thought, Devin came back, made several plays. you know, at the end. I mean, yeah, the kind of a tough pass interference call there. I mean, it was a close call. They, you know, obviously they called it, but that was a, you know, third and 20 play or whatever that, that he broke up that would have got us off the field, but that ended up being a, you know, a long drive. But, you know, I thought that he, you know, he came back and battled and competed like he usually does and made several big plays for us. So, you know, it was good.
How would you evaluate the defense overall today?
Some things were good. Other things could be better. It's always nice to score on defense. You know, you never want to give up 30, however many points we gave up, 27, whatever it was. It's too many.
Did you think that the officials were really too involved in the game?
You know, I can't really worry about the officials. I just try to coach the team. Let you guys worry about all that.
Well, the plays in that regard, I mean, Wolfork just seemed to pin a guy to the ground who was already on the ground. And Carter was just trying to make a play from the ground.
Well, why don't you go ask the officials about it, Jim?
You should.
Well, why don't you do that? I mean, what do you want me to say? Well, why don't you go ask him then?
Thoughts on Dane Fletcher, first came back in a while and actually, you know, was a big part of the defensive plan.
Yeah, he was. He did a good job for us. You know, Dane's really, when he's had a chance to play this year, he's, you know, done well. Unfortunately, you know, he's missed a little bit of time, but he's done a good job, and I thought he stepped in and was physical, made a couple plays in the kicking game too, been, you know, tackling a kickoff team and, you know, and play pretty physically in there as an inside linebacker. So it's good to have him back. You know, and I hope we can get some of our other guys back, you know, as soon as possible. That certainly would help us too.
The Redskins were missing a couple offensive linemen, but is it that zone running scheme that they, is it tough to defend?
I mean, they do a good job. I mean, you know, Mike does a great job. I mean, offensively, he's one of the toughest guys to go up against. And, you know, he had some good schemes for us and things that, you know, were definitely caused us problems from a coaching standpoint, from a scheme standpoint. And, you know, and he did a good job. We tried to adjust to him. But he always does that. He does things that give you a problem, and then he has things that come off him to balance it out. So when you start looking at one thing, he's got something else, and he does a good job of keeping it moving. They're a very well-coached football team, no question about it. They do a great job. And, you know, we got to play better. We got to coach better. But, you know, you got to give them credit. They really know how to attack defenses, and it's always a battle playing them.
Any final question?
Okay, great. Thanks.